The Maya Gold Foundation was created in response to the tragic death of 15-year-old Maya Gold, a New Paltz High School student who took her own life in October of 2015. Maya's parents, Elise Gold and Matthew Swerdloff, launched the organization with help from community members and friends in response to the social pressures and concerns her death brought to light. In addition to being a loving daughter, sister, and friend, Maya was a social activist, an inspired student, and creatively engaged with the world. She loved to travel and dreamed of working in Nepal. In Maya's honor, the foundation will collaborate with communities in and around New Paltz and in Nepal. Natalie Merchant and friends will play a benefit concert for the Maya Gold Foundation on Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at Studley Hall at SUNY New Paltz. Elise Gold and Matthew Swerdloff join us now to tell us more about their work and the Maya Gold Foundation. Thank you both for being with us. I do appreciate it, and thank you so much for sharing this. Give us a sense of how, obviously, you have the grief, and then how this works into wanting to do more within the community.
Well, first, thank you, Joe. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate your having us on the show. For me, I'll speak for a minute as a father. And for me, this obviously is a devastating loss, and there's many ways that I have tried to process it and tried to work through it. And the foundation is one way. It's not the only way, and it's not a matter of ignoring or transforming for me. It's really a matter of carrying on Maya's dream and Maya's wishes. And it was really clear to me what she had wanted to do with her life. And for me, the foundation is a way to keep her alive and keep her vision in the community and in the world active and growing.
And Elise, for you?
Similar for me. The foundation is not taking place of my grief. It was evident upon Maya's passing and with information that came to light after that we are living in a culture that needs a shift and change. Mm. For all teens, it's a very challenging time. Teens in general, I'm sure for you and me and the listeners alike, it is probably one of the most challenging times in anyone's life. But this day and age, there's so much between social media, drugs, that need more attention. So the foundation is taking a look and bringing awareness and dialogue to the community. So it was a must.
I mentioned in the introduction that this was in response to the social pressures and to the concerns that Maya's death brought to light. For you, how soon did those issues become apparent to you?
Practically immediately. For all of us who knew and loved Maya, it seemed unimaginable. So the thought was, gee, if Maya could do this, if Maya could take her life, then anyone could. Right. And as time unfolded, more and more came to light as far as what she was living with that we weren't aware of. And she did her job, as all teens do. One is at the developmental phase where they're gaining more and more independence.
Right. And they're also, in some way, naturally withdrawing from the parental unit.
Exactly.
And becoming more independent. And part of that withdrawal is obviously telling you less. So in her particular case, what role did social media play in it? What role did bullying play in it? What role did all of that sort of come together?
So what we found out very quickly after Maya's death was that she was abusing over-the-counter medications that she was stealing from the supermarket.
Okay.
And that led us down a path of sort of exploration, kind of detective work, to figure out why she would be doing that. Why what seemed like, in many ways, a very healthy, perfect lifestyle and family and community, why she felt the need to escape. And I don't think it was any one thing. I think it was sort of a confluence of events, pressures in school, pressures in social life, pressures in relationships, pressures just of being a teenager in a world that for her, as a very empathetic person and a very deeply caring person, in a world that was really troubling. Mm. So she, a lot of what she was, I think, escaping was her own personal sort of typical teenage drama, but I think some of it was really the bigger issues, which she wasn't able to process in a healthy way.
Were you aware, or how much of this were you aware of before she took her life?
I would say virtually none of it. We certainly didn't know she was abusing medications. We knew she was sad, but it seemed like the normal teenage angst
stuff.
We certainly had no idea that her despair had reached the level that it did. That was a complete surprise.
Just to give you a little sense, those medications that Matthew was referring to, she had only started taking 2.5 weeks before she took her life. So it really spiraled.
Went very quickly. And while any of us who have a cold, it's a pain in the ass to have to go to the pharmacist and with the card and their ID and all of that stuff. But this proves of just why that's so important, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And you know, there's other medications like that out there that have come under scrutiny in recent years where they are now behind the counter.
Okay. So let's talk about the work here and what you're doing, because there's several parts of this that I want to focus on. One is with the community. Obviously, it hits you two the hardest, but it also hits her friends. It also hits the school community and just the community at large. What did you see as a result of that right away that helped in the creation of this foundation?
We realize there needs to be a lot more awareness and a lot more dialogue. So to that end, we Matthew and I and the board created a community series in which the public is welcome. And aside from having whether a movie, documentary, workshops, performance art, for each of those venues, there is dialogue happening.
And that dialogue consists of what, Matthew? What is the conversation that you want to have as a result?
So the conversation is a little different depending on the event.
Right.
The first event, we have a fall series. The first event has already taken place. That was a screening of a film, and there was a panel discussion after that. And really the conversation was with parents and teens about the role of digital media in their lives. And no one can deny how useful that technology is and how helpful and productive it can make you. But there's also a lot of information that people perhaps are not aware of about some of the downsides of extensive use of social media, digital media. And certainly we see that with teens to a great extent. So that was that conversation. In the other two events, the conversations will be different. One of the events focuses on emotional intelligence. That's on October 27th. And that one, we want to talk with parents and teens about being aware of their own emotions and we know that for many of us is difficult, and especially for young people is difficult.
There is a whole list of these events, and you can go to mayagoldfoundation.org and find out more information about the event on the 22nd, which we'll talk about in a second, as well as these other events, mayagoldfoundation.org. I realize as I'm sitting here talking to the two of you that this is a year. It's a year. Which in some ways is fleeting, and in other ways I'm sure is a lifetime. But I can't even, this is still very fresh, isn't it? I mean, you're dealing with all of this and it's still very raw and fresh.
It is, and it is in some ways surreal on a personal level. The depth of the emotions and the personal journey that I'm taking, and certainly that many of us are taking. And the foundation for me is sort of a parallel entity where I can put some of my creative energy and some of my focus on social change and education to work for the greater good.
And I don't mean this in any other way other than asking in these conversations, but I assume that in some way, shape, or form, because I just think of this, if this ever happened to me, would be that guilt becomes a part of this, right? And so do you want to explore that with parents as well, of not just on the kid's side, but on the parental side as well?
You know, there's the questions about how did we miss this? This is, as far as guilt, what did we do wrong? Joe, I can't stay traveling on that path because right. I know we did the best that we could.
Sure. And certainly, look, hindsight's 20/20. We can look at it a billion different ways. But I'm interested in are you working with parents on sort of dealing with their own sort of issues on this of how to, okay, I'm going to identify and hopefully keep an eye open of what's going on with my child, but also to deal with their responsibility and getting through things like this.
So our focus is really forward with the foundation,
yes,
and it's proactive, preventative, educational. So we want to empower youth and we want to empower parents to work together to deal with some of these issues in a healthy way before they become a problem and before they're blindsided by them. I suppose if there's guilt out there, that would be perhaps processed or transformed through our work, but that's not something we're specifically addressing.
And by no means do I mean to put it on just the two of you, because I assume mm-hmm. there's a lot of this that anybody would feel in a loss, where the school would say, oh, could we have done more?
Right.
Her friends would say, oh, could we have done more? Her siblings could say, oh, we could have done. So this is a universal
right.
feeling for so many people.
Right. And we recognize, and this, again, it's a very blurry line between what's personal and what is our role as board members of a
yes.
foundation.
Sure.
In this case, it's pretty blurry. But, you know, we have become very aware of the impact of Maya's suicide on our community, on teens especially, and how it really, really had such a huge impact on them. And also parents, too, who, you know, this is something where, just like Elise said, we were blindsided by this, and how could this happen to Maya? There's parents who have said to us, it could have been my child, and who understand that this is the kind of event that sort of sets everybody on edge and makes everybody hyper alert to their own parenting and their own family.
Two things I want to discuss in our last few moments. One thing is the connection with Nepal. As I mentioned in the introduction, this was certainly a dream of Maya's to travel and working in Nepal. How has that fit into this and working with communities not only here but in Nepal?
Well, there are many NGOs there that are already doing very good work, and some of the funds that we have raised are going to those programs to mm-hmm. support youth there. In a certain sense, Joe, the work there is almost easier in that it's tangible. It's the food, the shelter, the education.
Sure.
Maya had a special connection there. She read books. She was very empathic. And that was part of her vision, to graduate high school early and do at least a year there. So we are helping to fulfill that dream and offering financial support.
As I mentioned, the benefit concert for the Maya Gold Foundation takes place on Saturday, October 22nd at 7 o'clock at Studley Hall at SUNY New Paltz. Natalie Merchant and friends. How did Natalie Merchant get involved?
She is a member of the Hudson Valley community, and she
yes.
very generously just put out a gift to donate her time. We did not approach her. It was near and dear to her heart, so we are delighted to have her.
That's very beautiful.
Yes.
And so with the foundation, you work on programs both here and in Nepal. That is the onward goal. Then.
Yes, yes. That's the two areas of focus is youth in Nepal and youth in New Paltz Hudson Valley area.
To learn more, you can visit MayaGoldFoundation.org, MayaGoldFoundation.org, and that is about all of the programs and the work that the foundation is doing that Matthew and Elise talked about. Natalie Merchant and friends will play a benefit concert for the Maya Gold Foundation on Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at Studley Hall, SUNY New Paltz. And again, you can find out more information about that event at MayaGoldFoundation.org. We'll also have a link on our website with this interview. Elise Gold and Matthew Sverdloff, I thank you so much for coming in. I can't imagine how difficult this is to talk about. I appreciate the great work that you are doing in the community, and certainly wish you nothing but the best in the coming days and months.
Thank you for having us, Joe.
A great
really
pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Again, find out more information at mayagoldfoundation.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.